Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, Collectius, a credit management servicing company headquartered here in Singapore, recently announced a joint partnership with the World Bank's International Finance Corporation through a $60 million regional investment platform. Now, the platform aims to address the issue of non-performing loans as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the platform is dedicated to acquiring and resolving unsecured debt in Indonesia, the Philippines, Malaysia, Thailand, and soon Vietnam. And to find out more, we're joined on the line today by Eva Bjorklund, and he's the co-founder and chief commercial officer of Collectius. Eva, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on the air. I'm very, very honored and excited to be on today.
Well, we're looking forward to finding out more. So perhaps you can start at the very beginning and tell us more about this partnership that you've struck with the IFC, because I understand that this is actually the IFC's first crisis response distressed asset recovery program investment to address the early impacts of COVID-19.
Yeah, we are very excited about this partnership with IFC. I mean, it's been a dream partner for us since we started the company, because we have very much shared values with IFC when it comes to working on the debt. So no, it's really exciting. It's really exciting.
So how did the discussion with IFC come about?
We started discussion a few years ago, actually. So it have not been something recent, but we started initially talk, I think, 2 to 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then they have also monitored our growth, and we have had intense communication, and then they've been negotiations for about 1 year, actually, until this was signed. So it came at a critical time, and we are very, very happy about this.
So can you walk us through the platform? How does it work?
The platform will work as a joint investment platform between Collectius and IFC, where we are regular meeting banks and discussing about potential deals in the market on NPL portfolios. Mm-hmm. And there we will share our relationship, and we will do this acquisition together with IFC, and then there will be on the responsibility of Collectius to also to service these loans.
And although your conversations with IFC started a number of years ago, as you've said, this is really looking to address the impact of what's been happening with COVID-19 at the moment. If we just, you know, take a minute to talk about how significant this issue is, because I believe there was a report by S&P Global Ratings, and they predicted that regional banks' non-performing assets and credit losses could rise by $600 billion and $300 billion in 2020. So, you know, let's talk about the landscape at the moment, because this conversation, although it started a while ago, you're catering for a huge issue at hand at the moment, aren't you?
We haven't really started to see the impact yet, as mm-hmm. currently banks in the region are working with moratoriums, you know, to kind of delay the impact on what is happening. But we definitely we're expecting to see a lot of transaction coming in the beginning of next year, I would say, starting from beginning of next year and going forward.
Perhaps you can tell us then, who's really going to benefit from this platform and how?
The benefit is that I would say there's a benefit for the banks. There is a potential liquidity that we can provide them, but it's also a benefit of in the end, the customers, as we call them in Collectius, the debtors, because they will have, a managed process on how to work off the debts in a good and in a humanized way. I think that's the main beneficiaries in this sense.
And how many businesses are we looking at? Businesses and households in East Asia Pacific?
Currently, Collectius have about 3 million customers in the region. So we acquire on a regular basis. And I would say that this, you know, with this investment, we will be able to acquire, you know, at least 1 to 2 million more personal debts in that sense. So it's quite substantial when it comes to the numbers.
Mm. And in your statement with IFC as well, you've also mentioned that more than 100,000 businesses and households in East Asia are expected to regain access to formal credit by 2026. So I want to ask you, you know, you've brought in this concept of ethical debt resolution for these businesses, but what do you even mean by ethical debt resolution?
It's something that actually is one of the principles that we founded the company from originally, and it was very much that working on listening on you know, people that end up in debt and really listening on their story and try to find a good solution. And I mean, if that would be offering potentially installment plans or a personalized solution, discounts matrix and things like that. So it's really related to listening on their story and try to take that in instead of trying to pushing them.
So perhaps, can you give me an example then, Ivar, of how you would do this in comparison to what would traditionally be out there in the market, how these businesses would work with you?
I think, you know, historically and you know, we are coming from Scandinavia, and this is something that we have seen in the development of Scandinavia as well. But historically, it was more of, let's say, you need to push the debtor. You know, we are trying to change the jargon from calling them debtors to calling them the customers, because actually they are our main customers. We need to listen in on their story and try to find a personalized and customized solution. Instead of chasing them, we will want to, you know, listen in and see how we can accommodate them.
And there are no solutions out there on the market at the moment that do something like this, that talk to the, as you say, customers, to understand their situation, why they're unable to pay, and then help them work through some kind of more feasible solution.
I think that since we came to the market, we have noticed a shift in how our partners in the business is talking. And I think that's the very exciting part of being, you know, this is a maturing business, and we think that to be an early mover into this, you can really make a change, and the whole industry can make a change together. So it's definitely something that's going in the right direction, I would say.
We're speaking to Ivar Björklund, co-founder, chief commercial officer at Collect. Yes. So as you said, then the industry is changing, but how do you think it's changing, and also the regulatory landscape evolving as a result of what's been happening with COVID-19? Because that's what's caused you to really escalate this, isn't it?
I think it would be, I'm not sure exactly how the regular, you know, the landscape would change for the future, but that's something that we really want to lobby together with IFC and the World Bank to introduce the best practices to the, you know, to the central banks. There are some countries that are more developed in the legal framework regarding workup of NPLs. For example, Thailand is quite developed, and there are some countries that will further develop. But I think that's one of the very exciting part of this collaboration with IFC and the World Bank.
So, you know, as you've mentioned the numbers that you're working in at the moment, the platform, as you've said, is dedicated to acquiring and resolving unsecured debt in Indonesia, the Philippines, Malaysia, Thailand, and soon Vietnam. Are you looking to expand in any other markets?
As of now, this is the market that we have identified for this platform. But of course, we kind of have like an opportunistic approach to what we see come up. But we feel that this in South Asia, it's big markets, and yes, it's a very good place to be at the moment. But yeah, we could be that we are expanding into other markets also for the future.
Mm. And so what's next for Collectius in 2021?
I would say that now it's to continue to work on, you know, trying to execute and do the investments that this the IFC platform had entitled us, you know, to do. I think hopefully we will be able to invest this over 1 to 2 years, and then it's, you know, our growth story. And also to make sure that we are staying true to our mission and vision you know, promises to our customers that we are serving out there in the markets.
Great. Well, Ivar, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to and use your platform for this. So thank you so much.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Ivar Björklund, co-founder and chief commercial officer at Collectius, here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.